Okay, welcome. Welcome back. So we're going to continue and we're going to open it up for callers the last half hour, because I'm sure everyone will have questions that I don't have. You know, I'm just saying, you know, it's good to be able to open up the caller line for sure. So anyway, so James, this is all pretty fascinating to me. So you actually have to take that, you know, you have this proprietary ultrafiber, that's the first stage, and then the second stage is something that you actually had to create. You had to create all the components, so you have your own unique filter. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And then package it. Now, you know, so that's part of it. But now you have to manufacture it and set up the manufacturing process where it's reliable. And you know, that's easier today than what it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. But it's still a challenge to make things consistent and then have the supply chains and the warehousing. There's a lot involved. I'm a person with many hats, let's put it that way. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to ask you, you certainly, before you landed onto the system, you had to go through several testing stages until you're happy with the results, right? I mean, in order to create this unique filter, that you had to put together several components, you know, to create that filter, you know, with the ultrafiber at the first stage and then the second stage. I mean, this is, how many years did you go into, you know, testing, you know, what they call it? I want to say,
pre-production.
You had to do, I'm sure, a few years of, you know, trial and error until you actually came up with a system that you're happy with.
Right. Well, it's somebody once asked me how many versions did I have, and I stopped counting, so I don't really know.
But well, that's a good inventor.
And so, and then, you know, and what we're talking about now is there's basically two size filters I sell. It's the 7-inch, which goes into the gravity. The gravity replacement filter elements, and that's one of the biggest sellers. It's always been one of my biggest sellers, was the gravity replacement filter elements. But then there's the 20-inch one, which there are five elements in a stainless steel housing, and that's the whole house water filter. That's a, it's called an MR5 whole house water filter. And this has a 15-gallon per minute flow rate. So if you put 15 gallons a minute through it, it'll filter, excuse me. But see, now there you have a stainless steel container, and, you know, the mass producing a stainless steel container is a deal all to its own. How do you do this? How do you get the welds consistent? And it's all done by machine. Let me just say it that way. So the cuts, getting the casing and all of the pieces to put together, and then the fittings where the water comes in and out, and the threading and everything, all of that is done by CAD/CAM machines. So if you took 100 or even 1,000 of these stainless steel containers and lined them all up and measured them, they would be within, you know, a thousandth of an inch tolerance in all respects. And you need that because to mass produce them, the tops are all manufactured, and the caps and the other pieces, the O-rings and everything. I mean, all this stuff has to fit together so that when you receive it, it all works. You know, and there's got to be a high level of consistency. And so there again, that's a product. And that's why, by the way, I just stay with these two products. I have the 7-inch filters. Elements, the replacement for gravity, and then the MR5, because it's that's enough. I mean, that's, if I can do that good, then I'll be doing very good. And I just want to mention that just a couple of days ago, I released a new product, which is a specific filter for PFAS chemicals. This is the first one out of the chute. You asked me about testing. Everything's being retested now, all of the products. But the first one out of the testing cycle, it's a 40-inch tall stainless steel container. Has one single big filter element in it that's 40 inches long. And it's certified for PFAS chemicals to the level that the EPA standards require. So
that's a
big deal, you know.
That is
this is huge.
Well, especially since, what would you say? It has to be, 0.4 trillionths some incredibly, small amount. And it's a pervasive chemical.
Right. And so the idea now is that if, say, you were a person in Dayton, Ohio, or in, Flint, Michigan, or someplace like mm-hmm. that, or, upstate Vermont, where they have a lot of PFAS in the water table because of some of the factories up there were, the Hush Puppy factory, and then they were putting it out on the fields as part of fertilizer even, And so if you had a verified source of PFAS chemicals in your water, then first what you want to do is have a whole house water filter that takes pretty much everything out of the water. And mm-hmm. then this PFAS filter comes after that and removes the PFAS chemicals down to negligible levels.
And it's certified. Is this an add-on?
Go ahead. Would be
number three? I mean, you have one, two,
yes.
and then this is three. Okay. I just want to be clear
right.
that this is a three-stage at this point that would be added on if you buy these now.
Right, right. And the MR5 also has a UV filter, which is the best one in the industry. What happens is the MR5 filter is, once again, a two-stage filter. It's a ultrafiber first stage, and then the baked medium inside of that, which takes out the chemicals. And then there's a separate stainless steel container that has a 36-inch ultraviolet bulb, which then kills anything that's like bacteria, viruses that might get through the main MR5 filter. Then they're killed in the ultraviolet, this long ultraviolet tube. And then after that comes the PFAS filter for the PFAS chemicals. So this
wow.
is, just look at what you have to do to get clean water these days. It's,
right.
it's kind of crazy. But,
this is
the reality we're facing.
Right. So, the burning question a lot of people are going to have, I'm on well water, and it comes from a, artesian well. Or they have a Berkey filter and they feel like the Berkey actually is doing its job. So can you address some of these things? Because obviously you have the science down on this better than some of these other products that are out there, and why well water wouldn't be sufficient.
Well, pretty much everything comes from wells, whether it's city water. There's, I think, about 10% of water in the U.S. comes from surface water. And some of the big cities, like Flint, Michigan, uses river water. There's a lot of places that have reconditioned river water, or lake water. But 90% of the water comes from wells in the city, et cetera. And so the cities are not the only place where there's pollution. It turns out that the rural areas are worse in a lot of cases because of glyphosate, which has now been recognized as a cancer-causing. That glyphosate is... the common term is Roundup, Roundup ready seeds, etc. But the Roundup lasts for a number of years in the water supply when it's introduced. And then you have nitrates and nitrites, which are cancer causing also, that runoff. And you have ammonia, so you have nitrate compounds, nitrogen, hydrogen compounds that come from agricultural runoff. So a lot of farms have worse water than the cities, even though it comes from well water. And so, right. And then you have naturally occurring things like arsenic, which is a bad one too. It's a, you know, it's a poison. Let's face it. It is right. A poison. And so,
actually, you may
so
not
the
know
people
this.
That say, oh, I have a well, yes.
I just want to mention that they've done some analysis of Roundup, and you have to understand with the Roundup stuff, they will only reveal the active element, which is glyphosate. And it's a smaller percentage, but it's a very bad chemical. That's what they're claiming is the active ingredient. No, there's a lot of things. The whole formula itself is highly toxic, and arsenic is part of the formula. So it'll cause cell death, not glyphosate by itself, but the entire formula for Roundup causes cell death. So they were horrified when they actually dug into it and did lab analysis of the entire formula and what it was actually doing to cells in animals and people. So, yeah, and so that's, right. You know, arsenic is a huge part of it. I'm just saying, if you're seeing lots of arsenic out, it's part of that formula.
Yeah, you know, and there are countries, I think Poland, but I don't know all of the countries in the world who have outlawed glyphosate, but the United States has not. And when I was growing up, the farmers started converting to Roundup Ready products and things like that, and they all got cancer young. These farmers would retire and they'd be dead, you know, from cancer, from handling these chemicals. They were either in right. liquid form or dry powder that you mixed with liquid or something, but they were right. around these, you know, in quantity on the farm. You know, and of course, the farm, you're busy doing stuff, you're putting fertilizer in, you're not, you know, protecting yourself properly. And so a lot of them that I knew died young after, you know, after converting over to that type of agriculture.
Exactly.
But, so anyway, to answer your question about the farm, you know, a lot of times they're worse.
I agree. Yeah, some of the worst water is in Iowa and Nebraska, and, you know, anywhere where the water table is contaminated from all these chemicals from this type of farming. And it's very pervasive
right.
in those, the Midwest. But, you know, even in states like Texas and where I live, you know, it's very, I mean, they spray this stuff in, you know, parks. You know, I mean, the city actually purchases tons of herbicides. And then it gets into our lakes, you know, because they're trying to control milfoil. That's what they say. That's the way they control milfoil, is to actually poison the water in our lakes. We had people in, you know, these beautiful, pristine lakes, and some of these people, when they would go water skiing, they ended up with in convulsions because the chemicals in the water that they're using to kill a plant, an aquatic plant that's become an invasive species. I'm just saying, it's very pervasive, the poisoning of our water. And water is an essential element. You know, we're 70% water, our bodies are, and we need to have quality water, and having it structured is better. This is why we talk about this device that was developed in China and Malaysia that's helping a lot of people's health. But if you have bad water to start out with, that's not a good thing. You know, so we need to stop, you know, putting any kind of poison in our system as much as possible, and start with quality water, right?
Absolutely. And people ask me that all the time. Do I structure water? Do I do anything? You know, and the answer is no. I'm strictly a filter company. You know, I take stuff out of the water. I don't change it or add anything into it. And but if you're going to do something with water, you certainly want to clean it up first.
Right.
Because what's in water is just unbelievable. And the other thing that I tell people, and this is a surprise to a lot of people, is that the biggest toxic dose you get from polluted water is in the daily shower. And your example of people's water skiing is a great example, because that's coming through your skin. Or in the daily shower, if you're taking a hot shower, that vapor, all those chemicals are in the vapor and you're breathing it in. And so your biggest dose is through your skin. and it goes direct drive into your bloodstream and into your cells. If you drink a glass of toxic water, your liver, your kidneys are filtering that out, and so not that much of it actually gets into your bloodstream, oddly enough. And but the daily shower is where you get the dosage. So the people who have a filter in their kitchen, or people will say, well, I've got reverse osmosis under my sink in the kitchen. Well, what happens is that's just the cold water in the kitchen. And so the issue with the whole house water filter is you're filtering it at the point of entry, and so that's before the hot water heater, so both your hot and cold water are filtered. It's filtered before it's the water heater, so all of the water is filtered in the house. And therefore, and a lot of people don't think of this also, is that the chlorine in your water is destroying your clothes. When you go to the dryer and you dry your clothes, all that lint, that's not because you've been walking around in dust all week, you know. It's because your clothes are coming apart, and that's the chlorine. And so if you get the chlorine out, your clothes are going to last. They're going to look new and bright and shiny for a lot longer than if you have chlorine in your water. And the other thing is you're washing your clothes, then you go hang them up. They're wet. You know, they're dry. You dry them out. Whatever is in that water is now in your clothes. And you put the clothes on, and that's next to your skin. That's rubbing off on your skin. So you're getting a dose of toxins there also. So the whole house water filter in today's world is just light years ahead of just having a filter in the kitchen for cold water.
Okay, so how do you tell... You know, everyone's purity of water is different. So how do you tell when the filter needs to be changed? Because obviously the filter is not going to last forever.
And that's why there's an average. You know, and here's the thing also. What I make is a broad-spectrum water filter. And that's a term I don't know if anybody else uses that. But it's designed to remove as much of the most of the things as possible. Let me just put it that way. So you're reducing everything, the toxins in the water as much as possible, while letting the minerals go through. And so that's another issue of, say, reverse osmosis, is you're taking everything out and you have a demineralized water, which has a very low pH, so it's actually very acidic. And so then people will try and add salt back in it or some minerals back into it. So the lifetime of the filter is kind of an average. And you have to understand that filtration is always a percentage. There's no such thing as 100% in filtration. It's always a percentage. And let's say this is the problem with testing. And even though now you talk about testing and people think, well, if it's tested, it has this rating. Let me give you an example. Say you have just one toxin. Just say you have arsenic in your water, nothing else. It's the only thing you have. And you do a test on the, and you get the lifetime of your filters for taking out just that one toxin. Now let's add in 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 other toxins as the water is moving through your filter. That medium is taking out other stuff, too. So they're competing. They're competing for your filter, just like, say, the engine in your car. So if you have your air conditioning on and you have the radio playing and the lights on, they're all competing for that energy's got to come from someplace, so you're burning more gasoline to make all that stuff work. So filters are kind of the same. You're competing for all the different toxins in the water. So that's why laboratory tests, you got to take them with a grain of salt. Because even though you might test well for one thing or another, if you're, you know, John Q. Public down in Texas where you got high levels of arsenic, you're going to wear that filter out a lot sooner than somebody that does not have high levels of something in their water. So that's why testing, you have to really take it with a grain of salt and understand what it's really saying. you know.
Well, I just want to know.
And then,
I
so
mean,
when
if
you
the,
try
the,
and
okay, wait, wait. People are going to ask, right. Well, how do I know that it needs to be changed? I mean, you know, it's like you're
right.
saying an average, maybe 6 months, maybe a year. And I'm going to want to
right.
know what's in my water before it goes in, so I have a better game plan as to what I need to change it, right?
Right. And so there, what you do is you make an estimate, you know, of like 1,000 gallons or something like that. And I can tell you that there are companies out there that are making very big claims on how much water the filters filter that just couldn't possibly be true. And
right.
so, the you know, there's a little filter, the size you're using in a gravity or a sink filter, are not going to run for more than 1,000 gallons. And
right.
Now I'm going to qualify that because I have filters that that I've used and that are out in the country where they don't have any toxins. It's just rainwater in a very pure area. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so you really don't have much toxins. All you're doing is really getting some bacteria, you know, and a few, maybe some dust or something like that out of the water. So you're really not using the filter as compared to somebody that's in Flint, Michigan. It's got all
mm-hmm.
kinds of toxins in their water. And so in that case, you know, years and years later, somebody like they're up at the cabin, you know, and they're just using rainwater or something like that. Well, you know, they can use those filters for years and years and probably get by with it and still have good
mm-hmm.
filtration. So
right.
It's a really, you know, that's why setting standards and setting, you know, lifetime for filters. So what you do is you just kind of take an average and, you know, you just kind of throw it out there because it's filtration. Once you really understand it, it's not a perfect world. It's not a like, it'll work 100% up to 1,000 gallons, and then it's just not going to work anymore. That's not the way it works. It's always a percentage. And so
mm-hmm.
what you try and do is when it stops doing pretty good, then you might want to change out your filter. But I always tell people, don't throw your old filters away. Keep them. Dry them out. Save them because there might be a time when you don't have any filters. And you need a filter,
right.
and you still got the old ones. They're going to be better than nothing.
Right.
So I tell people to save your old filter elements.
Right. I mean, it seems to me that you'd want to save some of that just in case. But it's, you know, it seems like if they get old, it would reduce the effectiveness for sure. So, yeah, I want to know how, I mean, I think it's actually pretty paramount. Water to me is more important than food. You can live a long time without food, but you can't live so long without water, and you need to have quality water.
Yes.
You know, what kind of investment? I mean, do you have a payment plan, or is it just one big shot and you put it on your charge card and you get raked over the coal for interest? Or, you know, what do you have any method for people to, you know, what's the cost and can they do a payment plan? You know, like with 50%
well,
down.
On the webpage, I have credit card payment. It's through Stripe, and that you can use any kind of credit card. Then I actually have a Bitcoin agent on the page where you can pay with crypto. But the one that people use if they want some kind of breakdown is PayPal. And there's a system there where you can make 4 payments under 6 months. And there's no interest. And so that's the closest thing to financing that there is. And, of course, that's through PayPal. I don't personally have any. I've been approached by people to do that, to have a finance program. But it gets too complicated, you know. And so I'm still, in a sense, a very small business. And
right.
So I just go with the publicly available processing methods. And so that's what's available. And
right.
I'll tell you, though, I've had people that, like my smallest thing is a 4-pack of these gravity filter elements. They're $189. That's $189. That includes shipping. But I talked to this couple from Wisconsin. They said they've been saving up 6 months to get that. And I'm going, goodness, you know, people are hurting out there.
Yes, you know, they are.
They're having a difficult time.
Well, especially if PayPal has ripped you off, you know, I mean, you know, there's many patriots out there that have been taking the cleaners by PayPal. And so, you know, I mean, RBN, they used to use PayPal for donations, and they don't anymore because, you know, whatever happened. I mean, Revolution Radio, they had $3,000 in donations just wiped out of their PayPal account, and they shut it down and said that, you know, misinformation, subjective misinformation. So I'm just saying, you know, people are not going to be real happy that, you know, PayPal is, you know.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
That's why I have other payment methods because, you know, the people can choose what suits their, you know, their financial setup or whatever. But yeah, in terms of financing, I don't myself have any financing packages other than, yeah, with a credit card. And I think if you pay off the bill before the end of the month, then there's no interest. With a lot of credit cards. And so that's another way of stretching it out a little bit.
Yeah, some you can get a new credit card and they try to reel you in by saying first 6 months is interest free. So that's certainly also an option. But yeah, you know, I think everyone is probably going to want to at some point get an MR5 and figure out how to save up money for it, frankly. And it is really difficult in this economy for doing that. And maybe people are going to need to pull their resources and all live in one big house. I mean, I know my sister's talked about that. We need to just, you know, have six or seven of us go in together a big house, you know, and share the expenses. Because, you know, it's coming down to that, you know, where they've done everything they can to turn us into a third world country. So, but yeah, I do think it's really important. Well, let's go ahead and open up the caller line. The number is 512-248-8252. We're talking about the science of water and water filtration. That's 512-248-8252. And, you know, I did want to ask about, you know, we could always, you know, compare these to other systems. But, you know, most people that have been in this industry, they believe, like I do actually, that you can't really get fluoride out. The fluoride is like another mineral, you know, just like calcium fluoride. The sodium fluoride ends up mimicking, like, you know, it's just like the other minerals. So if you have minerals coming through your water filtration system, how is it dealing with the sodium fluoride?
Well, in filtration, there are things that are substances that are very well known to remove fluoride. And so there's, you know, like if, say you were going to go out and design a filter, there's two ways to do it. You go out and start from scratch. And the second way
is
you take
known... We have the music. So if we can remember to address that after the break, okay?
Yeah.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. So we're addressing, you know, this amazing trial and error and, you know, getting it all down, the science behind James McCanney's filtration system. And now there's a three-stage system that actually has ultraviolet light added in there, adding much-needed light into the water. That's actually really, really important. So you want to go ahead and explain a little bit about, how the minerals are left intact that are natural in the water, but the water's not hard water. It's naturally more soft. I mean, how does that – I mean, that's just all, you know, over my scientific brain, which isn't very big.
Yeah. Well, here's what you could do, for example, do a search, because there's so much on the internet today. For example, one of your questions is how do we move fluoride? Mm-hmm. And so there are specific things. And so what I was saying before the break and the music came on was that there's two ways to design a filter. You could go out and start from scratch and put everything together and try and, or you could go out and you could take all the knowledge that's out there and use that to your advantage. And so that's what I did. And mm-hmm. So that would be a better way to design a filter. And there's nothing, every time you do something, something else happens. It's kind of like a rule of maybe there's somebody's name attached to that rule, you know, a Murphy's Law type of thing for water filtration. If you do something to remove one thing, well, you're going to cause something else, you know. One of the things is to make sure you don't put stuff back in the water. And so there's a method of removing fluoride. It's called alumina. And it's a known method for removing fluorides. But it's an exchange with aluminum. So you end up having aluminum in your water now. Mm-hmm. And so there's an old style of add-on filter that used to go down below into the lower container that just removed arsenic and fluoride, and that was done with something called alumina. You can look that up, on the internet. But it's an aluminum exchange, and so a lot of these things are ion exchange, where you trade one thing for another. And by the way, that's how water softeners work. They do an ion exchange, so you take out the minerals, but what do you get? You get salt. Like I say, you get rid of one thing, but you get something else. And that's why your water feels kind of silky when you have softened water.
Right.
But there's other things. There's a type of bone charcoal that will remove fluoride and some other things as well. So it's a type of charcoal that is effective in removing fluoride and the sodium fluoride that they put in at the city. Because you have the fluoride atoms sticking off there, and that's what it binds to. So it's another exchange program or ion exchange situation. We could go for on and on for about a long time just talking about all of these different things that are used to remove various substances, and that's what we call medium. So the first stage, which a lot of filters don't have, is the physical filter. And in my gravity filters, the ultrafiber pre-filter, the stage one, is 0.01 microns. So that's the size of a virus. So it's physically taking out stuff that's down to the size of a virus. And the whole house water filters, because they're much bigger, you can't quite get that level of physical filtering. So it's a 0.1 micron, which is the size certainly smaller than bacteria. So you're really going to get bacteria and cysts and other stuff out with that pre-filter.
Right.
And then the medium on the inside is what your water has to go through slowly. And that's, for example, like in the MR5, I have stainless steel containers in my commercial line that have one filter element or up to 120. So I chose to mass produce the one that has five, because that's correct for the residential market, the one that has the proper flow rate. So there's all of these factors that go into producing something that's, you know, it's like building a car. You got the little old lady that just drives to church on Sunday, and then you got the traveling salesman that puts 100,000 miles in his car every year, but they buy the same car. The car company doesn't make a different one for each person. So filtration is kind of the same. You kind of pick that, so hopefully a sweet spot in the middle, and produce something that everybody will benefit from. So and that's what the MR5 is. You know, you get your average house, if you turn on all the showers and did laundry and turned on the dishwasher and all the faucets at the same time, you would be hard-pressed to get up to 15 gallons a minute of flow rate. So that means that, just like your automobile, you have 120 miles an hour on the speedometer, but you're not going to drive 120. You know, you're going to drive at 60 or maybe 70. And so filtration is kind of the same thing. You're somewhere in that middle range there, comfortable range. And, you know, and then you were asking about the lifetime of the filters. Well, you know, how long between oil changes in your car? Well, that'd be different for the guy that's on dirt roads and a lot of heavy pulling. That'd be way different than 3,000 miles for the little old lady that drives to church on Sunday. You know, so we have all of these similar situations in real life, and filtration is one of them. So you try and get that, you know, generalized so that, you know, to to like between oil changes, how often you change your filters in the water filter. Well, you put out a number there and hope that will catch most people out there that are average.
Right. So, yeah. So, obviously, yours is vastly superior to the Berkey, which a lot of people have gotten a Berkey, I'm just saying, and they feel like that's sufficient, and it absolutely is not. And that's just for drinking water, but it's not. You have a lot of, you're getting a lot of chemicals in your water these days. A lot of the forever, the PFAS chemicals, right? And then, So when you install one of these MR5, this is the whole house one, that would be under the house. Generally, it's installed under the house, right? Isn't that where the plumbing originates, because before it goes to the hot water heater?
Right. Well, if you're up north where it freezes, then the water pipe comes in probably through a cement pad that's, touching the ground underneath or in the basement. Mm-hmm. And then you have a valve there. You have a big valve. It's maybe a 2-inch pipe or 1.5-inch pipe. That's the point of entry. That's the POE, we call it. Mm-hmm. The point of entry, and that's got a valve. And that's where you put the MR5. If you've got a well, we have a thing called the Big Blue. It's a sediment filter. It's just got a kind of a big white sponge filter in it, and mm-hmm. it traps sediment. So you would put that first, but then comes the MR5, then the UV filter. And if you're one of those unlucky people that's got the PFAS thing going on, then the PFAS filter would come after that. And that's an expensive piece of hardware. That alone is like about $3,000. And so, but there again, that's what it takes to be certified. People want that magic word in there, and it all costs, so anyway, that's the whole house situation. And, what I can do here, as soon as we get off the air, I can put in a coupon code for people, your audience, and so let's say like a 20% discount. Mm-hmm. And so like for the next 2 weeks or something, people could use that to order. Usually I put a limit on that. So like orders over $200. You can get a 20% discount.
Right.
And that's, a way of helping people out and people who are listeners. And that's pretty big when you start getting up to the MR5. The MR5 itself is around $1,700. And then we have something called the best deal, which is the MR5, the UV filter, an extra pack of filter elements for the MR5 is typically $2,600. And it's already marked off $200, so it's a special package deal. But with another 20% off, you're down to almost around $2,000, And then, that becomes
that's
more reasonable
for, the full
for people.
Yeah, for the full package deal. So, if it's 20% off, that's pretty amazing. Okay, so $2,600, which
and
is
that's
already
to help
discounted.
People out.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
But this is like something that would be on one of those charge cards that you take, 6 months, interest free, something like that. Or you can make payments unless you want to, trespass into PayPal and do their credit for 6 month credit thing. This is really important to me because I don't think we've ever seen this level of pollution on the planet. All you have to do is a little bit of reading just to see how much this stuff has built up over the years. And there's a lot of people that have tried to switch to organic food. All the organic growers are being affected by neighbors that are still growing this way. We can't repair our planet fast enough. So if you care about your health as we move forward, I really encourage people to take their water seriously. You think about it when you eat out. Have you ever, had those glasses of water on the table and it's like, ooh, it's nasty. I think so. And
I know.
Then they're cooking the
restaurant
food in that stuff. They're cooking all your food, all the soups, everything is in that toxic soup. Because that's what food is made with, is water, So the rice, the beans, everything is with that toxic water. So, yeah, I personally don't eat out. You know, it's good to learn to cook your food yourself. But, you know, you wonder the stuff in the store, you know. I mean, how was it grown? What kind of water are they using? So, you know, the better the water you, you know, that you have, the whole house seems logical to me because, you know, I was just telling James that I was detecting. I never smelled chlorine in the water here until 2 or 3 months ago, and I was all really bummed out because it's like a large well, but they're now chlorinating it. And plus, you know, there's all, I'm sure stuff's getting down into the water table. I mean, people have to have their beautiful, you know, weed-free lawns, you know. The parks have to be weed-free. I mean, it's all ridiculous to me, but still, these are, you know, if you want it weed-free, there's forever chemicals involved, you know. So that's right. Got to be affecting us and getting into the water table.
Everything goes, I have a drawing on my webpage, and it's of, I had a artist do this for me, a graphic artist, and it's like airplanes and cars and trains and industrial waste and farmer runoff, and it shows it all going down into the water table, and then there's a house sticking up on three pillars there, showing the water coming in from the city water, and then the city is adding chemicals into the water before it gets to your house. And right. So, you know, the expression is that everything ends up in the water table, which it does. When it rains, right. Everything, all that pollution washes down and it all ends up in the water table. All of it.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, I've been telling people about this Itera Care device. It's an amazing device, but, you know, you're going to want to reduce the amount of work your cells are doing just to detox. So the more you right. can reduce that burden of your body to constantly have to discharge this waste, because this is where, you know, I mean, we have people that are on this network, hosts, no less. I mean, I get these calls and people say, well, you know about so-and-so. I don't give unsolicited advice. I care about Patriots a lot. And I do not like to see men my age, men that are older than me, mostly men, but women too, that never really took their health seriously enough to do the kind of stuff that James is suggesting, at least clean up your water. But yeah, it's very important to be empowered with your own health care. And I have not been perfect in my past. I'm much more in charge now. I'm always willing to learn. I've learned a lot from people, you know, about Clay from Perrier and many of my guests. I've learned a lot. I'm learning a lot from James, but I want everyone to really seriously pay attention. You don't want to end up like people around you, some of the hosts that haven't taken care of their health, some of the board operators that maybe haven't taken care of their health. I mean, I don't want to like point fingers, but it's a pervasive problem. And people that are knowledgeable about what happened to our country since the Civil War or the War of Northern Aggression, you know, we have this foundation. We're going to have to rebuild our country. And this is the last time I want to hear of another patriot that dropped off that needlessly and that wasn't, you know, absolutely targeted, because we need you. We actually need you. So that's my rant. And I want people to get, you know,
right, there, it's
that
a good
priority.
One.
Well, I just, you know, we need people. James, you know how important it is, you know, when we're all is said and dust, and you know, the dust settles after this, you know, crazy awakening through the Biden administration. You know, they're all going down. I mean, they are really seriously all going down. We're going to have to rebuild this country. And I don't want to rebuild it with woke people and people that aren't really understanding what's happened and what we need to do to rebuild our country. So that's just where I'm at. And that's why I do the show, Immunize Wisely, because I want people to really take their health seriously. And I really love you all, and I'm excited to have connected with James McCanny. I know he's been on the John Moore show. There's archives of that. So But if you have any questions at all, I mean, there's a few other I can ask, but I would just as soon have some of the callers or listeners, you know, ask questions. And that's 512-248-8252. Don't be shy. I know several people are listening live, but that's 512-248-8252. Otherwise, I'll just keep shooting questions out. Right, James?
Yeah. Well, you know, Ingrid, we've got a few minutes left here. So what I'm going to do is on the air give you a coupon code for your audience. And can I use your first name, Ingrid? E-I-N-G-R-I, like that? Or some,
That's probably the easiest.
That'd be for the... I-N-G-R-I will be the coupon code, a 20% discount. And like I say, it'll be a limit of nothing less than $200. Any order over $200 can get a 20% discount. And we have free shipping. So, and by the way, too, if you get to the webpage, the webpage is jmccwaterfilters.com. And if you get there, go to the blog. Because you were talking about the situation with water, and I have many, many blog articles about uranium in the water or, you know, toxic water that's so polluted in the United States, 50% of it you can't even swim in, let alone drink it, you know. You know, it's just horrendous, you know. So people, that once they start realizing that, I think you get the idea that you really have to protect yourself because it's long-term and people think, well, I don't feel anything when I get out of the shower, you know, but it's that 5-10 years and then you start feeling sick and you're in toxic overload is what's going on. That's what a lot of people are. They're in toxic overload and then they just keep getting sick. Then they go to the doctor and the doctor gives them a prescription and then they really go down. That's where they... Then they start to really nosedive.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. So I'm actually interested in using my own code.
That pattern.
I just wanted you to know. And then I wanted to, you know, ask someone. Jenna mentioned in the chat that bone char is high in phosphorus. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, it's, but it's... it's a charcoal made from bone. It's a bone charcoal, basically. But typically, that's not going to release. That's locked in there. And what it's doing is it's one of the known methods of removing fluoride from water.
Interesting. So we have Sherry in Kansas. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Hi, Ingrid. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Jim, it's been a few months since I've been on your website. Do you still offer components of a kit where you can just buy the filters and maybe a spigot and some gaskets and then explain how to acquire the other pieces?
Yeah, it's called a make-your-own.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a make-your-own. We send out instructions. In fact, you can download the instructions from the webpage. It's called make-your-own. And you go out and buy your own food-grade plastic containers because you cannot get the stainless steel containers anymore. They're just, during the COVID thing, they just became unavailable. I used to sell them. I sold tons of them over the years, but I don't stock the stainless container anymore, so... If people don't have access to an old, you know, stainless steel gravity container, you can buy the plastic food grade containers. And I know some people cringe at plastic, but they're actually pretty good, the plastics that are food grade today. And with a cover and in the instructions, it tells you how to buy them, where you can buy them, like Uline, or you can get them from a big box store. And then we tell you how to drill the holes, and then we send out a spigot. So the make-your-own includes this beautiful stainless steel spigot, and then you can buy 2 or 4 or 10 of the filter elements and make your own gravity water filter. And I've made many, 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 I can't even count how many I've made in my life and given away to people. in poor countries and third world countries. It makes a very good filter, and I'll tell you, it's way better than nothing.
Well, now, when you get the plastic containers, you can't just buy the buckets like you, food-grade buckets like you get at the farm store. You have to get something that bottoms meet real close together, right?
I'm sorry, that what?
Well, you can buy these food-grade buckets at the farm store, but there's a if you were to stack one on top of the other, you know, with the lid on the top, you'd still have a space, so you'd have a gap, so you'd have to get some kind of container that...
No, that's okay. That space is okay.
Okay.
And in the instructions that, you know, in most of them, very rarely would you find any that really fit tight together there, where the one sits on the other one, on the cap of the other one below. So, no, that's not an issue.
Okay.
Because it's pretty well sealed where the one sits on top of the other one. It really is a very good air seal there, you know. And so, in fact, I've seen them where they won't filter because it's almost a vacuum. It's almost a perfect seal. You have to stick a piece of paper in to get it to flow because it's such a good seal.
Okay.
But anyway, but if people want to make their own, we have a make-your-own kit that you get the same filter elements, plus for another extra $20, you buy the spigot, you can make your own.
You know, Jim, I would recommend that you... have your supplier off get some more washers, the washers for the spigots, because a lot of times when you spigot, you just need to replace the washers, and I have found that those washers are very hard to find a food grade washer.
Right. A food grade washer of that size, yeah, that's a good idea.
So, okay, thanks.
That's a good idea. Appreciate
thank you, that. Sherry. I agree. The washers are sometimes to get them to fit tight. So thank you so much, James. Awesome show. JMCCWaterFilters.com. JMCCWaterFilters.com. Thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, and I just posted that Ingri coupon code.
Yeah, the coupon code is my first name. How sweet of you. Thank you so much. 20% off. For 2 weeks.
Take care.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.